Do you know how many scriptures or what they call Bibles were written before the 1611? I know every last one of them. There were five of them before the 1611 ever came. And they called that the authorized version because it was authorized by the king. But the other 10 of those men, the great Bible, the Bishop Bible, they were not authorized by any religious body or anything. So that's why they call that the authorized version. And that's why folks are so, they don't even know why we're given over to that and why we perceive that that is the authorized version. There's only one authorized version. And that is the inspired word that comes by the Spirit of Yahweh. That's why he said, we are going to be in a time that you will need no man to teach you. That the Spirit that dwells in you, that is what is going to teach you. But we have all kinds of crazy spirits that is not the Spirit of Yahweh. It's an ignorant thing. Crazy spirits. White spirits, black spirits, prejudiced spirits, racist spirits, every kind of spirit. Yeah, you sit in your hypocrisy, respected person. That's not the Spirit of Yahweh. It's not Yahweh's anointing. And yet we think we have the anointing. That is not His anointing. And of course when we hear that, we say, oh, I know what I got. No, you don't even know what you have. You haven't even looked in the mirror. You looked in the mirror this morning, saw you looking, you forgot how you looked. There are times that I comb my beard. When I comb it, I go sit down a few minutes. When I go back, I say, man, it's out of shape. Here, it's there. Every time. And so you have to look in the mirror again and comb it again. Sure. You comb your hair in the morning, you do all this, you look at it, you say, oh, it looks nice. And all of a sudden, there's just something about it that doesn't feel nice. When you look at it again, you say, oh, I got to do that, I got to do this. So we look into this royal liberty and straightway we forget what He's done for us, what things He has established. We forget. Because we've just been ignorant. And men have been led in error. I thank Yahweh, I would rather be led in error than apostate. When a man is apostate, he will not endure the truth. He said, no, I'm not going to recede. I don't want to hear that. He shuts his ear. He stops his ear. And I watch men do that. They just stop their ear like they did with Stephen. When he began to tell them of their wickedness, of their fathers, he said, you just like your wicked fathers. He said, you do always resist the kudus ruah just like your papas. He began to tell them of their sins and their corruption, and they stopped their ears. They put their hands in their ears, and they ran upon him, and they gnashed, they chewed that man with their teeth, and they stoned him. Don't you know there were fools down there still trying to bite him while they were stoning him? Because he simply told them the truth. And that's the way we are. And unless Yahweh got us, we're going to do just like Israel did in the wilderness. You will go back just when you go back. You will begin to think about Egypt. You will go back and do just what they did in Egypt. I don't care what you say. That's the truth. Psalms 86 verse 12. Psalms 86 12. He says, I will praise thee. That's what he says. I will praise thee, O Yahweh. I will praise thee, O Yahweh, my mighty one or my mighty father, with all my heart, and I will honor thy name forever. Men today do not honor the name of the Father, yet men will read that even from the text of the King James. And it basically reads that way, what I just read. I will praise thee, O Lord. Or does it say, oh God, Lord my God, I will praise thee. What? Two titles. The captain of the company of the CEO. I will praise thee, oh my Lord, my God, my mighty L. With all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forever. So when a man honors the name of the Father, he makes known his Father. What son is ashamed of his father? He's not a son. I would not want to have a son. He's not my son. He's ashamed of my name. He said, if my people that are called by what? By what?
Well, then what is His name if we're His people? We're called by His name. And the people of Yahweh, Shaitan knows the name. We don't want to humble ourselves. And you're sure not going to turn from your wicked, evil ways. Only then will you do that. Then will you hear from heaven. You say, I will honor thy name forevermore. Forevermore. You have made known to me that truth. Forevermore will I bless your name. In Psalms 99 verse 3. I'm establishing that forever or forevermore or ever. I want you to understand that is vitally important. If we're going to be caught up to meet Him forever and evermore be with Him, you tell me that the name of Yahweh should not be praised evermore. This world is a sick world. His name must be praised evermore. It must be. The same words are used. Psalms 99 verse 3. Let them praise thy great and terrible or mighty name, for it is holy. How do I know it's holy? Can I tell you why? I will go to the new covenant and read and speak what Messiah says. He said, when thou prayest, you pray this way, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So I know He has a name that is a hallowed name. And you can't take that name in vain and say it has no relevance. It means nothing at all. He will not hold you guiltless and you will not escape the judgment of Yahweh. And that's a fact. His name is a hallowed name. It's a mighty name. It's a terrible name. That's why men ought not to take it in vain. You have to be careful how you use His name. That's why they say God this and God that, because that is not the name of Yahweh. He has a name, a personal name, like we do. And if He has no personal name, there's no name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. When Messiah, when those apostles went out, cast out demons, they raised the dead, they healed the sick, they came back rejoicing. And Messiah said to them, don't rejoice in that. There's one thing you rejoice in, that your name. Your name. He identified the thing. It's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He did not say a man of the Yodim tribe and one of Issachar or one of Yehudah. He said, your name is written. He said, that's what you rejoice. Kephar, David, you mean my personal name? Your name. If He takes time to write your name down, we better take time to write His name in our hearts. And if we don't know, we better find out. He said, this is an ignorant generation. They believe what men say and trust them. And yet they can't trust the truth of whom the Father is, what His name is. Oh, Reverend So said that. Reverend So said that. I was showing Sister Roberts the other day, there are some preachers. They've started, they have one. He hasn't been preaching 5-6 years. And he is the darling child of all these prophecy conferences. Wife looked like a Jezebel. Both pictures she's on with pants on. Man has nothing to say. I sat there for 25 minutes and listening to what I say, this is what the world loves. They love this kind of trash. He said nothing that would put no fear in my heart. It would not even cause me to reverence His God. Man talking like that. And that's the truth. And that is the truth. Psalms 100 verse 4. Psalms 100 verse 4. It tells us to enter into His gates. That's what Scripture says. You enter into Yahweh's gates. You enter into His gates with thanksgiving. And into His courts with praise. You don't come into His house in your deadpan expression. And some of you sit here, you never open your mouth unto Yahweh. You express a gleefulness about some folly. You're sick in your spirit. Don't tell me you love Him. You can't even hear your mouth with some folly. You can hear you giggle and laugh. When it comes to the Father, you don't open your mouth. You're sick.
That's the wicked, devilish spirit. I'm here to tell you, I don't care if it's you, your son, your daughter, your wife, your mama, your grandmama, your granddaddy. It makes no difference at all. He gives us scripture how to come into his house. You won't even come in the door right there and say, bless you, Father. Hallelujah. Something wrong in your spirit. I can't do that. You're a flat out liar. You're a pervert. I don't take it back. I don't care if it's Deacon Benny's wife or Dave Roberts' wife. I don't care if it's Brother Dale's wife or Dolphin's wife. It makes no difference at all. I don't care if it's Jermaine's wife or Nee Smith's wife. I don't care if it's Nee Smith Marcella's husband or Angie's husband. It makes no difference at all. Sister Roberts' husband. That is the truth. Now, when a man can't obey that, then he can't obey Yahweh in nothing. He tells you how to come into his house. You ought to come in this house and say, thank you, Father. Bless you. Hallelujah. Now, you that never open your mouth, you open it for falling gossip and wickedness, lies and deceit. You might as well bless me. Makes no difference whether you do or not. Yeah, I'm talking to you, the ones that are getting hot under your collar. That's you. You're going to die in your wickedness. And that's the truth. Rebellious and a stubborn, stiff-necked generation. He's talking to me. Well, I'm talking to you, you ignorant thing. I don't pick no bones about it. Sure I am. And yet they will get excited about a softball game out here. A foolish volleyball game. Something wrong in your spirit. You can't bless him. You will laugh and say, who's winning? And yet when it comes to your way, you can't bless him. You set him more mummified and more mortified. And the name of Yahweh causes no deep rejoicing or joy in your spirit. You are in your sins. No love for his name. No love for his truth. You better check your heart and see whether you're in the faith. You better search the scriptures too. For in them you think you have eternal life. And you are the ones that testify, I'm saved. I love the Lord. Saved me 13 years ago. Sure you are. He tells us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. You ought to enter into his house thanking him. Thank you, Father. And he say, into his courts, when you know you're in his presence, you ought to praise him. Bless you, your way. Hallelujah, your way. He said, be thankful unto him. Is that not what it says? What does it tell you to bless? Bless what? You don't obey that, you are a liar. You're of your father, the devil. For he was a liar from the beginning. And he abode not in truth. Why bless his name? You're a flat out liar. He said, you bless his holy name. Now that's to not there. And the son did not come and curse the father's name. To give him some lying, deceitful name, Jesus, a pagan lie. If nothing else, we understand in Psalm 6, 8, and 4, is your way. The only sure, original, the only piece of original text is number 16:10 that they found on the Dead Sea Scroll. And in there is the place where his name is found. Everything else is copied. That's the only true piece. That's the only, that's nothing else. Can I tell you something, sister? There are at least 40,000 minimum copies of documents and things concerning what they call scripture. And out of 40,000, that's all you get? 1,300 pages? 40,000? That's why you need the spirit. You better get rid of your stubborn, wicked spirit. Get rid of the spirit of your sons and your daughters and your mamas and your daddies. You've got to get the spirit of your father. I want the spirit of my father. Now I want the spirit of my father. He says in 106 verse 47. Nebi said, save us, O Yahweh our Father. 106 verse 47. Save us, O Yahweh our Father. And gather us from among the nations or heathens. He said, I want you to do that for one purpose. That we may give thanks unto thy holy name and to triumph in thy praises. You tell me you can't give thanks unto his holy name?
I thank you, Yahweh.
I'm going to thank him.
What I was in error and in ignorance, I did not know. But once the wonderful light of Yahweh has shone in, I will give thanks unto his mighty holy name. I will. David said in Psalms 113 verse 1, he said, praise ye Yahweh. Praise ye Yahweh, or praise all ye servants of Yahweh. Only the servants can praise him. In Psalms 113 verse 1, praise ye Yahweh. Praise, O ye servants of Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. And he wants you to praise his name. His name ought to be a sweet, savoring, pleasant thing in your mouth. And you ought to extol and say, bless you, Yahweh. I thank you, Yahweh. I want that name to be sweet in my soul. And I bless that name all the time. For in that name I found the Son's name, not in a pagan identity. It's not found in the Asus, the Asus. It's not found there. And I bless him for that. Quickly to Psalms 145 and verse 1. Psalms 145 verse 1, David said, I will extol thee, O Yahweh, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Was not David a man after the heart of Yahweh? Was he not the apple of Yahweh's heart? So in order for you to be at his heart and to become an apple of his eye, you must praise. We must walk in the same example that David walked in. And when you cannot praise his name, you have no love affair for him or with him. When a woman is in love with a man, she doesn't think about a man. She thinks about a specific man. When his name is Jim, Billy, Dave, Willie, James, John. She knows the specific name of that man. She knows. Man in love with a woman, he thinks of a specific woman because that name is associated with identity and the spirit of that woman. Whether her name is Carol or Bethany or whatever her name is, or Victoria. When he thinks of a name, he understands the attributes of the woman. So when we began to call upon his name, we understand his attributes, his power, his anointing, and his mighty strength. And when we don't do that, we don't acknowledge who he is and his ability to bring us over those oppositions that oppose us. And so that's what we wallow in sin and continuously wallow in sin and in the midst of a miry clay, of a miry cesspool. Because we don't know. We don't know who we are serving. Just like Charles said to those in Mars Hill, the inscription to the unknown God. That's what they said. To the unknown God. And we don't know the one that we call God. This nation doesn't know the one that they call God. He's an unknown God. That's why Israel said, what's his name? Tell me his name. It says in verse 2 of the same chapter, David said this, Psalms 145 verse 2. Now look what he says here. He says, some days. He says what? Everybody say that. He says that. Psalm 145 verse 2. He said what? He says what? How many days? He said, every day will I do what? Bless thee. And there's a conjunction there, isn't it? Is there a conjunction there? And I will what? I will what? So when you don't do that, then you'll fall off the mark, my friends. He said, every day I will bless you, Father. Thank you, Yahweh. Oh, you've given me life and strength. And he said, and I will praise thy name for how long now? Forevermore. As long as you give me praises and breath in my body, I will bless you. That's what he meant, what he said. This world of hypocrisy can't bless him. They love their favor. They love their pagan titles and their pagan name. I will not bless the name of Jesus. I will declare to the world it is pagan. It is not of any spiritual origins when it comes to the things of Yahweh. It is a pagan identity. It's only one name. And the Son came to bless that holy name. If he didn't bless that name, then David is a flat-out liar. And the one you call Messiah, the one the world called Jesus, if he didn't bless the name of the Father, he's a flat-out liar. See, now that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets,
But he came to fulfill them. And Isaiah talks about the blessing and praising the name of Yahweh.
No, I'm not blaspheming him because I say that. I'm showing you the hypocrisy and the deceitful spirit in the heart of man today. They don't know the Father. You understand? We have not known whom we thought we knew. That's just like you think you know a person. And they do something just so horrible to you. It's so horrifying that you say, how could they do that to me? I thought I knew them. You've never said that? You, come on, saint. I said, how? I thought they knew me. Because I would never do that to them. I thought they knew me. You would think a wife knows a husband knows a wife, and all of a sudden something turns around and says, how could she do me like that? I thought I knew her. A mother thinks she knows a son, or the daddy thinks he knows a daughter. Say, how could she break my heart like that? I thought I knew her. See, that's what we thought. We thought we knew him, but we didn't know him. Because you can't know him outside of his commandments, his laws. This is the power that is what he established with Moshe to a people to say, this is me now. This is what I'm about. Now, you're going to have to love this in order to love me. If you don't love this, you can't love me. And Messiah cannot destroy this, because if he did, then he cannot love the Father. That's the truth, saint. I love you enough to tell you the truth. No, I'm not the most intelligent man. I'm not the smartest. I'm not one that can articulate the best. But I will tell you what thus saith Yahweh, what the Spirit speaks in this hour. I will tell you that. I will. And it's so simple that you can simply read with your eyes and understand. Now, you may reject it because of that anointing of apostate now. That's what the world does. But it's there to be understood. Look at in the 21st verse of the same chapter. Now, you say, I praise him in my heart. That's not what David said. He says in verse 21, he says, my what? He said, my mouth shall speak the praise of Yahweh. And let all flesh do what? What all flesh do? What name? His holy name. How long? Now you tell me that's not a command of the Father. You don't do that, you're disobeying. For obedience is better than sacrifice. For a man is stubborn, it is as iniquity. When you don't do what Scripture says, then you're stubborn. You're walking in witchcraft. That's not hard to understand. Well, if I don't understand that, then find out what his name is then. And let all flesh bless his holy name. Okay, is God a name? Well, you better start blessing God. And if that's his name, you better just start blessing God. And Lord is his name, you better start blessing Lord. I have to say, Jesus is the name of the Father. That is so absurd and so foolish. That's not his name. Even if it was his name, you can never get that out of the Hebrew language, Jesus. It would have to be at least Yeshua. You couldn't get Jesus. You can't get it. It is a pagan Latin Greek inscriptions. And when those pagans began to fill what they call, quote, the churches, they had to do things to give them some kind of appeasement. And so they would use church idioms and certain names in Scripture that would give them some kind of comfort to let them know that their gods were not just, had no worth. That's the truth. If you would take time to study, study now, not just read, and you find something that you can disprove something, say, oh, see that, now. Now, that's not what studying is. You don't study to prove or disprove. You study to show what you don't know. That's what you do. That's why you study. And when you study, you will find out what you don't know. You don't study to show what you do know, because if you know it, you don't need to study to take the test. You study to show what you don't know. And in your study, you find out what you don't know. And on that test, the next day, you find out what the question is. You realize that you didn't know that. I don't know that. So you don't study to show what you do know. You study to show what you don't know. That's why you study. And so folks study because they think they know something. They're going to prove that it's that. No, I study to show what I don't know. And that's the truth. Well, last verse in Psalms 149. Hallelujah, Yahweh. It says in Psalms 149, verse 3. Now, it's either this is the truth or it's a lie. I know where and even the things that are associated with these verses. As I read to us in Psalms 111, verse 10, it says, His praises endure forever. I'm sure you the foreverness or the eternal power of Yahweh. It says this in Psalms 149, verse 3. Let them praise His name. It did not say a statue, but say praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with the timbrel and the harp. Now, you think that He doesn't mean what He's saying? He means what He says. That we praise His name in the dance, on the timbrels and the harps, that they shall speak His name. He means that. For how long? Forever. For His name is blessed forever. And we must bless His name forever. If His name is not forever, or His praises are not forever, or if His love is not forever, then we're not going to be caught up and be with Messiah forever. Now that's a lie too then. It's either the truth or it's a lie. Well, how do I know His name is forever? I will show you. Exodus chapter 3. This is what it says in Exodus chapter 3. I'll read verse 13 through verse 15. This is the truth in the word of Yahweh. He says to Moshe in Exodus chapter 13. Exodus chapter 3 verse 13. Exodus chapter 3 verse 13. Hear the word of Yahweh. And Moshe said unto Yahweh, When I go to the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, The father of your fathers has sent me to you. Listen to what he says now. And they shall say to me, What is his name? That says that even in the King James. They're going to want to know his name. Well, they mean that his name is Lord. No, my friend, you tell me they didn't use Lord before that. There were all kinds of lords and Baals. God. No, he said, they shall ask me, What is his name? Now, they have forgotten what the fathers had done. Their fathers. They've forgotten all of that. That's why they were steeped in paganism and sin. And he says unto them, he said, you tell them in verse 14, and Yahweh said unto Moshe, truly the true proper rendition is that I am who I am, Moshe. You don't know who I am. They don't know who I am. He expressed sadness with it. He said, I am, I will use that expression in the King James. I am that I am. I'm just who I am. I am just what I am, he said. And thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, tell them that the one that said I am have sent you unto me. I've sent you to them. Verse 15. Yahweh said moreover, he said now unto Moshe, thou shalt thus say unto the children of Israel. I want you to tell them. He says, Yahweh the father of your fathers and the father of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob have sent you now unto them. I've sent you to them. And he said, now listen to this. This is my name forever. What is the name that he gave them forever? If his name is I am that I am, my friend, you better begin to call him I am that I am. We better pray to the I am. Holy is thy I am that I am. He said, you tell them this is my name for how long? Forever. And this is my memorial unto all generations. This is my memorial to all generations. Now, what is the name that he gave Moshe? I am that I am. Well, if that's the Father's name, we better pray in the name of I am that I am. When thou prayest, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be I am that I am. He told him his name. Moshe knew his name. He said, well, I tell this rebellious house, they got to have something they can identify with. We're such an elusive people, we've never identified with who we really serve. Messiah never came to take honor away from the Father. He never came to take worship from the Father. He came to restore that unto the Father. He knew the Father was seeking such to worship Him in spirit and truth. Two or three gathered in His name. The Father seeketh such. He actually seeketh such to worship Him in spirit. and the law of His Spirit and in truth. How can we truly worship Him in truth when we don't know who He is? Well, how does He hear? Because we have been oppressed and our cries have gone up before Yahweh. Before the foundation, He begotten you, He called you, and He chose you to be a son. It's not by any works of righteousness that you have done, but according to the mighty love of Yahweh. He saved you. He begotten you. That's it, saint. That's it. And that's why the works He is going to do, the works are going to be done. How? Well, by His Spirit. Before you were ever known, He foreknew you. He said it unto Jeremiah. He said, before you were ever formed in your mother's wombs, I know you. How could He know Him? Did He not? Was He not called for that charge? Was He not called to be the weeping prophet and to cry for the miseries of sins of Israel? Was He not? And before He was ever created, Yahweh had called Him, established Him to do just that. His life was laid out. Everything was right there. Just like your life and mine. Are you any different than Jeremiah if you're truly a son of Yahweh? Before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, He knew you. For this purpose, He foreordained Messiah. Before the world was ever formed, He foreordained Him to come and to redeem us from the corruption of sin and depravity. That's what He did. So it had nothing to do with you, Jesus, save me, Lord, I want to be saved. Nothing at all. He added at the Pentecost unto the assembly those that should be saved. He knew they were His, and He added them daily, such as. But they look corrupt, but that's mine. I'm going to save them. You see, He added them because they were not an apostate. Apostate person would reject truth. They just say, I will not buy that. And that's why there arose those, the Yardim, or the sect of the Yardim. Well, we don't want that because they were apostate. They were in the sin. When a man is in error, he's just ignorant. When a man is in error, he's just ignorant. When a man is an apostate, he rejects. He will not. He turned his ear away from doctrine, from sound doctrine. I won't buy that. I don't think it takes all that. I know the Lord like any other man. You don't even know the Lord of your own belly. That's what He says. That's what He says. Nobody's going to tell me I know. And yet they seek counsel of other men. This is an ignorant, wicked, foolish world. I don't ever want to be in a position where I cannot hear another man or brother that speaks by the Spirit. I don't want that kind of pride. I don't. I listen to men that don't even speak in the name of Yahweh. That man that I've been dealing with, Ted Vick, that just won the 53rd seat here, this 53rd district. He sat there to 9:30 with me on Tuesday night just because he just enjoyed talking with Thursday night. I like you, preacher. And I will not shun the truth for him or any other man. I will not try to conform it to him. I'd rather not talk about it. Because every man has not the love for the truth. Every woman has not the love for the truth. They love Him with their mouth and their lips, but their hearts are far from His truth. You can't say you love Him when your heart doesn't do these things. Your heart does these things that you show your love. You can't say you love Him when you don't obey Him. What parent has a child? She tells them to do something. He commands them and they never obeys the parent or parents. They know that that's a hard-headed child and disrespectful, has no honor. It makes them angry with them. So you do all you can for them. You love them, you give them, and they're stubborn, they're hard-headed. That doesn't please the parent's heart. It doesn't please you always. I only tell you to praise His name forevermore, lift up His name, to call His name hallowed. No, I'm not going to hold on to no pagan Jesus or no pagan Lord or no pagan God. They're all pagan. Every last one pagan. 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 How do you know what you're saying, preacher? Okay. I know what I'm preaching. Scripture says, I want to go back to the New Covenant a little bit. Yokohana, John chapter 6, verse 51. Yokohana, chapter 6, verse 51. As I sat there this morning, I looked at a scripture. I really wanted to preach something totally different than this. Because as I saw what a certain scripture says, I saw the light of it in a very profound way. I said, boy, I would like to preach that. And that was 1 minute before 11. So I had to come on here. It says this in Yokohana, John chapter 6, verse 51. This Messiah, He says this now. I am. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. I believe that. I believe he's the living bread. And he came down from heaven. He said, if any man eat of this bread, if he eat of this truth, he shall live forever. Do you believe that? Come on, do you all believe that? Do you all believe that if you eat of that bread, you shall live forever? Well, then if you bless the Father's name, you thank him for that bread. So his name is to be blessed forever too. He has a name that must be blessed. You better find out what the name is. It has nothing to do with this world, but how they feel about what it should be. That's why Saul said to Timothy, don't. He said, these things are, this manifestation of flesh, I will tell you what's going to happen. The beloved of pleasure more than lovers of Yahweh. They turn away their ears from the truth. He said, now don't let that trouble you. He said, because all scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. Now that's your strength. Don't let that, he said, you be instant in season, out of season. You preach, reprove, rebuke. With all long suffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. He said, don't be troubled now. Don't let that those things trouble you. He said, because they will make you feel as though you are a dead piece of nothing. You have no significance. He said, your inspiration comes from Scripture. You go back to the Tanakh and the Torah. You go back to the laws and what David said and what Isaiah and Jebediah and Obadiah. He said, you go back to what Malachi says. As the son honors his father, where is my honor? If I be your father, then where is my honor? So when a man eat of this true bread, he shall live forever. He said, and the bread that I will give you is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Now we believe that, don't we? No, we really don't believe it, because if we believe that, we would truly rejoice in that truth. We rejoice in the Father's name, because in that name we know that that's where the bread of life comes from. It has its origin from the Father, for the seed was placed in Miriam. He says in the 58th verse of the same chapter, I want to drop down quickly. He said, this is the bread that came down from heaven, not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall live for how long? So if a man live forever, and we believe that that is eternal, then what is the Father's name? He said, my name shall be, that shall be my name forever. That's what he said. He said, and this is my name forever. What is the Father's name? We got to find out what the Father's name is. This world needs to know. And that's the truth, saints. Not just the word name, or what that means, just authority. No, my friend, his name is his authority. My name is David Roberts. My wife's name is Jean Roberts. You know in the authority of that name, David Robert, is the name of Jean Robert. You know that I am her husband. I'm not Deborah Wagner's husband. I'm Jean Roberts. So she bear my name. If my people will call by my name, you call me, then she may turn and listen too. Sure. So we need to humble ourselves. And so if we eat the body or this truth of Messiah, he came in the Father's name, and we're going to live forever, then is the Father's name not a forever name? Are we not going to be with Messiah ever? We'll cut up to meet him. Is the torment not going to be forever for those that take the name of the mark and the beast? Is it not ever? Oh, if we would just love him enough to seek his truth. If we would just love him enough, we sit down and study his scriptures. He says in Yohanan chapter 14, verse 16. I believe this here. You may not believe it, but I believe it. John chapter 14, verse 16. Now he told them how to pray, didn't he? You think he prayed in any way differently? He said, and I will pray to the Father. Who did he say he would pray to? Who did he say he would pray to? He said he would pray to the Father. You think he didn't know his Father's name? Who of you in here that have a father, that do not know his name? Do you know your Father's name, Brother Chris? What's his name? What's his name? What's his full name? All right then. Biddy L. Honeycutt. That's his Father's name. And if Chris says to me, he said, I'll go ask my father, I know who his father is. Biddy L. Honeycutt. So he said, I will pray to to my Father, and he shall give you another comforter.
That's what he says.
Well, how are we going to be quickened, saints? By what? The Spirit. We're going to be resurrected by the Spirit. The same Spirit that brought him alive is going to bring us alive. He said, I will give you a comforter that he may abide or be with you for how long?
But then his name is forever too. His power is forever. His might, his honor, his kingdom. His kingdom is forever. Thy kingdom come forever. Forever. His kingdom is forever. So is his name, saints. So is his name. I won't regress or capitulate on this truth. For no man, no woman, no child, no denomination or doctrine. I won't. So his name is forever. What witness do we have of this mighty power, this foreverness, this perpetual sustain thing? The kingdom is going to be sustained. We that are caught up be with Messiah, we're going to be with him forever, saints. It's not for 10 years, 1,000, or 1,000,000 years. It's forever. The Father's name will never change. The Son's name will, because he will take on a name not meaning the Yahshua, Yahweh. I believe it's going to be something different. It may mean that Yahweh's kingdom is fulfilled. I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know what your name is. You don't know what mine is, but there's a new name. He says in Hebrews chapter 10. Now, is this the truth here? If he did this, I want to read it the way it is in the King James. You that have King James. I want to read it the way it is in there. Hebrews 10, 12. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 12. It says this. But this man, that's what he says, doesn't it? But this man, after that he had offered one sacrifice, or the offering, for sins, did he offer the offering for sins for how long? For how long? Well, so if that offering for our sins is forever, then the Father's name is of the same attributes as that offering for our sins. And if his name is forever, and is forever, it is a memorial to him, then this offering that this man offered for our sins is not forever. Get quiet. Good. Because his name is forever. And so is the sin offering forever. He says, set down on the right hand of the Father or Yahweh. That's what he did. He offered up that sacrifice once for all of our sins forever. Forever. Do you understand that forever? That's why when I got married back then 20 years ago, the old probate judge, he spoke in Latin, then he spoke something in English. I don't know to this day what he said in Latin. I don't know if it was in concurrence with what he spoke to me in language, in English. But he said, "Will you love? Will you cherish and love her forever, forever, to death do you part?" Sure. And so that's what marriage symbolic of the very same nature as the kingdom blessing of Yahweh. That's why he gave man that institution of marriage. He meant for him to have one wife, not to be married twice, two or three times, just one. That's what he meant. Man for a woman to have one husband. That's what he meant. He didn't mean two or three. He didn't mean for us to get a husband, divorce one, and go to another. He meant just one. He meant that. He has to divorce us, has he? And all of your wickedness and all of your sins. That's why when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And when a man finds a wife, then he has favor. That's why your wives, you ought to pray to be wise. You get upset with me, that's the truth. When he finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And because he finds a wife, he has favor of Yahweh. Well, how does he find a wife? Because he has set his heart on Yahweh. And because Yahweh has shown him his wife, has set him a wife there, then he's find the very jewel of Yahweh. And because of that, Yahweh will give the man favor. You don't find a wife because of your lust and your feeling, because of your sexual prowess. Marriage should never be based on that. That should not be the component of marriage. Now, that may be one of the byproducts of marriage, but it should not be based upon that. Some thrill or some feel. Be quiet. Good. He sat down. He paid the price for our sin forever. Verse 13. From henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. Now that's the next. Oh, his enemies are going to be made his footstool now. Those that hate the laws of Yahweh, they're his enemies. I don't care what any man tells you. They hate Yahweh's laws. They're enemies. He says, for by one offering, I believe that, he hath made perfect. How long?
Forever.
Them that are what? I believe that. We shall not get sanctified. He will make us perfect.
We're just not sanctified. We love the world. We love the devil in the world. We love to disobey him and obey our flesh. See, by just that one offering, see, it's not anything you've done. You just sanctify yourself. You cleanse yourself from the world. You say, I won't be a part of it. He says, for by one offering hath he perfected forever. He hath given us the perfect atonement forever for them that are sanctified. Isn't that what he said? Be ye perfect as he is perfect. Well, he's already made the offering or the sacrifice, the offering for us to be made perfect. When we sanctify ourselves and cleanse ourselves. Man doesn't want to do that. And that's why we fall into the trepidation and the sins that we fall into, saints. I believe this truth. I believe his name is forever. I believe his kingdom is forever. I believe we will be caught up to meet Messiah forever. And if those things are forever, then his name is forever. You can't reject that. You reject his name forever, then the other stuff is based on a fallacy and a lie. I believe it, Father. And I stand by it. 1 Peter, 1 Kephar, chapter 1, verse 23. 1 Peter, 1 Kephar, that epistle, chapter 1. He says, being begotten or born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. Well, what is the incorruptible seed? He said, by the law of the word of Yahweh, by the law and the prophets, by the word of Yahweh. You must understand who he's talking to. The rich ruler said to Messiah, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He told him what to do. Keep the 6 commandments. Love your neighbor. Don't commit adultery. Don't covet. Those things. He said, I've done all that for my youth up. He said, you like one thing. Now we'll see whether you love Almighty Yahweh. We'll see whether you're affectionate on things above and on the things of the earth. See, if your affection is on things of earth, you're going to hold fast to what's yours. But if it's on him, you're going to give it up because you know he's more than able. He's able to give you whatever he wants you to have. The earth and the fullness thereof belongs, the cattle upon a thousand here belongs to him, and the earth and the fullness thereof is your ways. So he said, I want to see whether you really love him. He said, you're going to do what the law says, and then you will have life. That's what he told him. Do what the now what Messiah said. He said, do what the law said. That was life, law in the life. It was no law. That was life in the law. It was just no life in the flesh. And it corrupted itself. Yahweh saw how that flesh had corrupted itself. He said, my spirit shall always strive with man. Because flesh, it is so wicked, so corrupt. It corrupted itself. Man has corrupted himself so. He knew that his spirit would always dwell with man. So we have not been born again of the corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the truth of Yahweh, by the law, which liveth and abideth forever. So does the word liveth and abide forever? Is the word going to die in the kingdom? The word is not going to die in the kingdom. It's going to live and abide forever. So if the word is going to live and abide forever, what then? What about the name of Yahweh? Is it going to live and abide forever? Sure, it's going to live and abide forever. Can I ask you a question? Are we going to bless him in the kingdom? If the four elders and the 20 elders fall down before me, bless him. Are we going to bless him? Are we going to enter into his presence with thanksgivings and praises and accolades and worship unto him? Sure, we're going to do that. He said it's forever, and we're going to do that forever, saints. And I'm just talking a little earthly thing, a little earthly institution. His name shall be exalted throughout the creations. We don't know how massive he is. We really don't. Because this little finite mind of ours cannot understand that. He created the universes, the solar systems, so massive that man can't even understand that. 100 trillion billion light years away, and there's still something. Yeah, what is that? 133,000 years, one light year? Come on, can you imagine that? 133,000 light years more than all of our lifetime. And all of your generation lifetime, and all of my generation lifetime. You can't still get 133,000 years. And so there are created bodies that are billion, trillions, quadrillions of light years away. And yet they're there. And yet he's given man the ability to see that. And yet he still don't believe that he created that. He believes it was some kind of atomic boom or some kind of massive destructive boom. Boom! What a stupid, ignorant thing he is. You can't boom nothing to create anything. Any boom destroys everything. You go drop something and go boom! You don't destroy anything. I can just, you come to you and say, boom, and you say, ha, ha, ha. Ramshack your nerves and everything. So ain't nothing started with no boom. It started by the booming of his trumpet voice. And let there be light. And there was light. That's the boom. Yeah, that's the boom, honey. That's the boom, boom, boom. Joe wasn't no bomb. Yeah, that's the boom. That's the boom. For his voice of Messiah spoke, he boomed like the thunders. No man spake like him. That's the boom. If you're looking for a boom, that's the boom. It's not the boom of a bomb. It sure isn't the boom of an atom. It's the booming of his voice. Man. He said, let that be light. What in the world is light? He said it. And the only thing that we can understand what light is what we call light. The marvelousness of the eyes of man is something like 133 million shades of color that the eyes can detect. I can't even understand 133. What about 133 million shades of colors that these things can detect? That ain't come from no boom, honey. That came from the boom of his voice. 133 million shades. Every slight shade, the eyes can pick it up. That's magnificent to me. And I want to know the one that put these in my eyes. Put them in the sockets. I want to know the one that caused me to see 133 million shades. I'm not talking about just shades of colors. That's all right by me. That's all right. Man walks in a way that's a perpetual fall. Man doesn't understand how he stands upright. And yet, you always said, stand on your feet. And Adam, he stood on his feet. He didn't crawl. He didn't crawl like a monkey or Cro-Magnon man. He was a man. He was no Cro-Mac. He was a man. And he walked upright. That's all right by me. He's falling all the time and he stays upright. What gravity keeps him? No, it's the word of Yahweh that keeps him. He says, stand to your feet. And he stood. He says in verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and the honor of man as the flowers of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. Verse 25. But the word of Yahweh endureth forever. Forever. You hear that? And this is the word of the law, which is the message preached unto you. What did Kephar preach unto those things? He preached Moshe. He preached that to them, the Tanakh. That's what he preached. He said, I want to tell you something in 1 John chapter 2, verse 17. I want to close with these verses here. 1 John chapter 2. In Revelation 20:10, but first, Yokohana chapter 2, verse 17. I believe this right here. 1 John 2:17. He said, and the world will lose its form or pass away. There's going to be a new earth, new heavens. He said, and the world, he says, and the world passeth away. It loses luster, its beauty, its power. And the world is. He said, and the lust thereof is going to pass. But he that doeth the will of Yahweh, he abideth, or he lives forever. So we that do the will of our Father live forever. You tell me that we're not, his name doesn't abide forever. His name is a memorial unto him. It is. You believe that? I want to ask you this last question as I close. If this forever is not important in this hour, it says in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. We've got to sanctify ourselves. I believe this. This is what it says in Revelation chapter 20, verse 10. It says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. You believe that? Come on, if you believe that, just say hallelujah. All right, you believe that. He said, where the beast and the false prophet are and shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. You believe that? I do too. If they're going to be tormented forever, day and night, then the name of Yahweh, as David said, I will bless his name every day. I will praise his name forever. And we must do that. And this is my joy here in Revelation 22, verse 15. The word of Yahweh. Yokohana said, and there shall be no need of light. Revelation 22, 5. And there shall be no need, and there shall be no night there. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun,
For Yahweh our Father giveth them light. And they shall reign for how long? So if we're going to reign with him forever, then his name is a name that is forever. His might is forever. His power, his honor, whom he is. His laws are forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot or one huda or one tittle shall pass from the law of the word of Yahweh. And you can't take his name and take it out and say he has no name. Lies. The world has taken those two commandments out. Dealing with his name and dealing with the Shabbat. 99.9% of what they call saved people do not even deal with his name. I was reading a survey the other day, a little article, people that are diametrically opposed to the name of the Father. They would tell you that is his name, but we don't have to use it. He knows who we are, so you don't have to use his name. And then they made a statement I showed Sister Roberts. It says in there, it says it's not that many of them anyway. It's only about 7 to 10,000 people that really use that name. That's what the article said. So it's not a major thing. Yeah, we understand that he has a name, and scholars will tell you that's a name, but we don't have to do that. That's how America is. She's an arrogant, beastly Jezebel, and her children are that way too. You can't tell them anything. No, the Father has a specific name. His name is Yahweh. His Son came in his name. It is not pagan Jesus, Jesus, the Lord. It is not Baal. That's his name. And I will use it and call him by that name until he bring me on home. Yeah, there are those that have died ignorantly and they didn't know. There were those that wandered in dens and caves looking for the promise. But yet they were still Yahweh's children. They died. They were destitute. They died without certain knowledge. But yet they were here because the foundation of the earth he had called and elected them. There have been brothers with us that did not come to the knowledge of this perfect truth. And yet they were in dens and caves and destitute. Yet because their hearts wanted to know the truth. That is what it was. He has not written them off. It's different when a man hears the knowledge of truth or doctrine, and then he shuts his ears away from that. He is a man of an apostate spirit. It's different when the knowledge is not revealed unto us. We don't know. How do you teach a child ABCs unless you began with A? How do you teach a child ABCs unless you began with A? How do you teach them how to count to 10 unless you began with 1? You can't teach them 10. But you got to begin with 1 through 10. And you must work with them constantly. Some learn better than others. Some have the ability to ascertain quickly. Some don't. Some can listen and some can hear. Some have the spirit to hear and some don't. Some have the spirit to be taught and some don't. There's those that are quick learners and those that cannot learn. Not all children are at the same pace. That's what Saul said, I will love to feed you meat, but you're still yet carnal. You're still little children. Got to give you milk. I don't drink milk. I'd rather have meat. I'd rather have steak and potatoes. Now, I'd rather have that. Any day. I said to Sister Roberts, Deacon Ben and I was talking. I said, we worked up there one day. Was that Monday someday? What day was that? Monday? Tuesday. I said, I sure like to have a hamburger because that would just hit the spot right. Something heavy. I don't know what we had. It was something light one of those days. And so when I asked Sister Roberts what we have, and she said, man, you should have heard me. I said, what a hamburger? I didn't think of anybody even want a hamburger. But a hamburger. Because when I got the meal, I was glad. It was good. But I sure wanted the hamburger. I want something heavy. Hard days work like that. I don't want no pea soup. I want a hamburger. With some beef. I don't want no pea soup when I work hard. That was a hard day's work that day. I don't want no pea soup. I don't want no lettuce and tomatoes and a salad. No, give me a steak now. Some potato. Then you can put that on the side. I don't mind that. But don't give me that. I want some meat. I want some meat. Sure, I don't want no chicken salad. I want some steak. Some hamburger with bread. That's the truth. I want some meat. And I don't want no little bit. I want enough that my belly is full. Hallelujah. May Yahweh bless you. We give you strength in the truth, saints. His name is a name that is an everlasting name.
Just like his laws, they will never change. Man has changed them, but they will never change. And it's crazy to think that he gave a book and half of it means nothing. Not so. It's all about him. The whole book is about him. That's what it's about, to show you who he is, what he can do, what he can take and what he can make. He took a piece of trash like me and you. And he said, I'm going to conform you to the image of my son that obeyed him in all things. That humbled himself and became obedient unto the death of the cross. That's how he learned obedience. He humbled himself. He suffered much. Now you must do the very same thing. The Father has to have a name, and we better search it out and find out what it is. It blesses my heart. I get calls from folks, or when they call, or letters, that never heard this kind of preaching. And I get calls from folks that Yahweh has brought them to the knowledge of truth and say, how is it that this pagan world will not adhere to sound doctrine? And all these denominations know that he has a name. They know it's not Jehovah. They know that it's pagan. It's not Jesus either. Is that amazing? Some want to say Yahshua and Jesus. Say, what a double-minded man. You want to please everything. So you preach something that doesn't offend the Baptists, the Methodists, the Pentecostals, the Holiness. And you get you a nice little Broadway. And you bring them all in. Messiah, don't tell me he didn't offend the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He offended the rich man and the poor man. Because they didn't like him. He said to that woman, he said, this bread is not for the dogs. Sure he did. So don't tell me he didn't do things like that. Oh, Stephen offended the whole house of Israel. Told him, you are stiff-necked. You are uncircumcised and you're wicked, corrupt, foolish heart. And you do always resist Yahweh. And they were angry. They got mad at him. And that's this generation. We get angry when someone tells us our sins and show us how corrupt we are. We don't want nobody to tell us that. We don't want that. We don't want nobody to tell us how we look, spiritually or naturally. Come on, that's just like me with my big gut. I say, look at me, honey, don't I look good? She said, yo, you need to lose. You look a mess. Oh, somebody want me. And that's what most men will say. Somebody want me. You, somebody want me. Come on, brothers. That's what they talk like that. Hey, baby, I look good. I'm looking good, baby. Look at that. That's what they say. Yeah, you don't look good. Huh? Look at mess. Because if you tell him that, if he's outside, you don't look good in that. Too tight. Uh-uh. He gets upset. Same thing with her. How do I look in that? You don't look good in that. Take that off. You're not wearing that. You're not going to meet with that. What's wrong with this? You look a mess. I like this. Well, I don't like it. Take it off. You ask me my opinion. I'm telling you. Now take it off. We don't like that. We like flattery and lies. Baby, oh girl, you sure look good. You look a mess. You call that looking good? I've seen women and men, some their knees look like a coconut. Legs look worse than my legs. There ain't no big legs, skin is a rail. Big old coconut knees, and they stand like a stick on the outside of a coconut. And got a dress up to there. Got little old pot belly, and she thinks she's looking good, Daddy. Don't look at me. Get away from me. There are folks like that. You see men with a little old pot belly with the shirt all buttoned all the way down, that gold chain on. Big brim hat. I saw a fan the other day. One day I said, Mass, I'd be ashamed. If I look like that. I said, I look bad, but if it looked like that, there ain't no way I'll come out like that. There's no way. There's no way. Little old legs look like pencils. Hard, this skinny little thing with black shoes on, too. Penny loafers. Gut like that, straight banana, little gut just hanging this year. Skinny legs, skinny little arms, and you couldn't tell him. I make him say, man, I look bad, but boy, you look real bad. I said, I'll be ashamed, sis. I said, no way I go out like that. I ain't no way. I just wouldn't do it. I just would not do it. If someone told me, man, you look a mess, he would be ready to fight. Timothy, you look a mess. You're ready to fight. And that's what Yahweh tells us. You look. That's why we like to fight against him. Don't tell me that. You say, you look a mess. You stink. Yeah. We don't want him to tell us that. Yeah. Nah. All flesh looks a mess. Believe me. Their flesh and all, their flaws in all flesh. Okay, how fine you think you look. Believe me. It's one thing in America, they got so much cosmetic surgery today. Everybody, black, white, blue, brown, makes no difference. They can cut this, cut that, cut here, nose, hips, fanny tucks, everything. They're living in such a world of fantasy. They're just fools. Everybody's getting cut today. Even the young ones. 15, 16, 17, they're getting cut on. Sheeping the shipping that. Cut this. Taking the nose down some. Fattening the lips up. Getting a little boob enhancement. 14, 15 year old girls. That's the truth. It's becoming so cheap now, anybody can do it. You know why they do it? Because they become gods. They're going to shape their own bodies the way they want to. Now, if you just got old gut, just quit eating so much and quit being greedy, it'll come off. That's all you do. You don't need to get no liposuction. You need to just stop using your lips from sucking everything. That's all. You don't need no liposuction. Honey, you just need to just stop sipping and eating everything. Just sit down. You're all right. No liposuction. Gastrol surgery, clapping the belly, man. What else? And that is such a rampant process among young folks. It's bad because we taught them to be sedentary, to do nothing, to lay around. When we do watch television and VCRs and DVDs or whatever, they don't want to do nothing. I talked to a brother that we said, "Come on, when I was a little boy, I did something all the time. Playing, I learned how to build." We didn't even have hammers. We had rocks and nails. We didn't have no new nails. We got rusty nails. We built motor scooters. We built all kinds of things. Tree houses. Well, it may not be the finest looking thing, but we built things like that. Man, I could ride a bicycle all day. I could go out 100 degrees and play basketball for hours and hours and hours. An hour. That's what I did. Every day. Every single day I did something. Even when I was married, I went to school full time, I had a full time job, and I went to what they call church every service too. I did. When we went to Hartsfield doing a revival, I would go out past our flyers, work in 100 degree weather. I walk all day. Get out of school, take care of that. Have enough time, go home, grab me a bike, take a shower, and go to work. Not this generation. Give them a biscuit and a couch to lay back on. Some air condition, they won't do a thing. Nothing. I don't want to be like that. No, sir. Even at my age, no. I'm in better shape than most of the young ones. I can do things you all can't do, young ones, I'm telling you. I know that's a fact. That's just the truth. It takes some kind of endurance, you know, certain kind of heart to do it. And I know I can. We weren't taught that way. We weren't brought up that way. I wasn't. Lazy today, and it's sad. It's a sad thing. Lazy. No endurance, no power. No, I wasn't brought up that way. And I wasn't lazy. We worked too. Y'all got a good, we carried water for a long time till we moved to Charlotte. That's the truth. And that is the truth. May Yahweh bless you, give you strength. Be encouraged, saints. Don't become disillusioned. For the King is coming. All this you see is going to pass away. Everything, the earth, everything is going to be dissolved one day by the firmament of his mighty power and his anger that he's going to pour down upon this nation. It's going to pay. So what must we do? It behooves us to obey him and to seek his face and our affection on things that are above. Nothing else. Not on anything. Not on nothing, saints. Not on land, houses, and nothing. What about you? Well, we're doing this. No, I'm not. My affection is not on land, houses, and nothing like that. I could care less about any of it. Period. I don't care about that money or any of that. It doesn't change me one way or the other. Period. I don't care about those things. I want to see him. And I know the only way I'm going to see him is I must be holy. And that's the only way you're going to see him. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. Be encouraged. I am. Believe me, I'm encouraged, saints. I am. I'm very much encouraged.
I see what he always does. Can I say this before we dismiss? I was talking to Ted Vick. You know some of the things we were talking about. He's just a good old Southern Baptist boy. I like him. I really do. I like the man. I really do. I hate to see him go to Washington, D.C., though, because I know what he's going to do. Man, I said, I hate to see you go up there, boy, because you... And he said to me the other day, he said, Pastor Rob, you need cars, don't you? He said, I got cars, all the cars you want. I will take care of you. Well, I like the way old Keith takes care of us. I said, well, if I need something, he said, look, he said, I got the cars. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Because we're talking a business proposition. And the man has enough sense. He said, I've been telling everybody about you. Can they come? I said, well, you know, we got a place we just can't take off from work and just entertain folks. I said, I work. I said, yesterday I did this. I said, we just can't do that. If you let them call me first, and then if we have time, we can do that. And yet this man, he sees that he understands that even this is just so right, and this is the way people should live. But he doesn't have that kind of conviction. See, folks say things out of their mouth, but they really don't have the conviction. But he knows it's right. He does. It's right, saints. See, anytime your flesh opposes it, then that's why you ought to know it's right. Wives, when the scriptures tell you to obey your husband, you don't do it, then your flesh gets angry, then you know you're doing wrong. Husband, he tells us to love our wives like Messiah loved the assembly. We don't do that when we're not fulfilling that responsibility when something is said to us on our behalf, then we get upset. Something gets wrong. That's right. I like to, as old Brother James, I like to feel him. I like to feel his touch sometimes. I like to lay in the bosom of the Father. Every man wants to lay in the bosom of his wife, and every wife wants to lay in the bosom of her husband. I want to lay in his bosom. I like to touch him sometimes. I want to feel him. I do. Yes, I want to lay in his bosom. I want to feel him. I want to feel him. I want to feel his heartbeat. I do, saints. I do. I'm going to preach on that too. Because we haven't learned what compassion and love truly is, and to caress one another. I hear this all the time. My wife is much more, believe me, Sister Roberts is very, I'm not sure, but she's a very, you know, intimate type person. I tell her, get away from me. Move. I do. I just move. Get away. Because I'm not that way. But I don't do it to a point whereby I cause a coldness to fill her heart. You understand? I'm not that way. Now, she can receive me all the time, but I didn't move. Get away. Sometimes she makes me sick. She just want a kiss. I said, go on, really, go on. I don't kiss. No, get away. I do. Because then I feel like a pig after I do that. But it's good to have that. All men are not that way. It's them men that are good at that. I'm not good at that. Hallelujah. You pack of hypocrites. Some of y'all just don't want nobody to know about you. You don't want nobody to know about you, but you're in the same boat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just ain't honest enough to tell the truth about yourself. See, I'm just that kind of old Bible. What's wrong with that, huh? Ain't nothing wrong with that. I ain't got no problem with that. Huh? It just show you what my inability, huh? Of course, I can find you in the same boat. If I look back there, I see you back there. Hallelujah. Father, bless your people, I pray, and give them strength to ask all things in Messiah's name. Yahweh bless you. Bless you all.